Hey, what's up? This is Stank Dog from the DDP Digital Dog Pound in full effect, and you're listening to the Big Dogs on Radio Freak America. Technology, privacy, freedom. Believe that.
And it will never end, as far as you know?
It will never end. It will never
DJ
end.
Mollis.
The tone you will hear next will be the standard pitch.
You are listening to Radio Freak America.
Are giving your permission to change your long-distance provider to Quest Long Distance?
Yes.
You're giving your permission to change your local long-distance provider to Quest Long Distance, correct?
Yes.
I took Quest Unlimited plan of $30 per month for the first 12 months with unlimited residential state-to-state, in-state, and if selected local toll voice calls within the United States, correct?
Whoa, for the first 12 months?
That's what it tells me.
Alright, I'm Duel. This is Radio Freak America. Thank freaking God we have not been recording, because we have gone to new lows, way new lows. We have explored spamming, shrimping, blogging.
A whole new kind of blogging.
Oh my God. I mean, even we have some special stuff scheduled for F69, the next episode, but nothing. I guarantee you, don't worry, everybody. Do not worry. You do not have to lock up your children and your dogs. Everything will be okay. Nothing like spamming, shrimping, or blogging. Again, this is Radio Freak America. I'm joined by Stank. Been a long time.
Yo, back in the hizzy.
And Bland, the new star.
Woohoo!
What's up, Bland?
Nothing much.
All right, let's start with some housekeeping and some phone ringing. And I bet you... Oh, hold on. I'm taking this. I don't care. Hold on. Here we go. We're not stopping. Hello, you're on Radio Freak America. No, Mass, who's calling, please?
Yes, I'd like to change your long-distance carrier.
Yes, and is there something wrong, or... Oh, okay, I'm not interested, but thank you. And please place me on your do-not-call list.
Yeah,
or else. Ask her what she's wearing.
Yes, it may be. Yes, please place this number on your do not call list.
Whether you're recording or forgetting.
Thank you very much. Bastards! Bastards! They suck! That was... Oh, man, I am mad. What a way to start the show.
Let me give you a second to catch your breath here, and I will rant on that topic while you settle down.
All right, please do.
You know, these cold calls, they come in two different flavors. You know... They both suck, don't get me wrong. Spam in any form, it all sucks when they're calling you. But at least some of the companies that do it intelligently or smartly. At least they actually take some time to data mine and figure out if you're a potential candidate for their product. Or if, you know, like, for example, when I bought my first house, well, my only house, I started getting calls from, like, people wanting to sell me aluminum siding and homeowner's insurance and stuff like that. At least, you know, they kind of did their homework. They knew I was a homeowner, and at least it was targeted somewhat. The worst ones of all are these motherfuckers who call everybody, no matter what. They don't care. They're just taking their chances at sheer numbers.
They're fucking war dialing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And somehow it's legal and okay for them, and the only way to stop it is to get on a no-call list.
Right, but it's illegal for us to war dial.
Oh, absolutely, of course. Maybe if we had a recording that says we're selling something.
Yeah.
After it, somehow we could make ourselves legal.
We're trying to sell you this and see if there's any carrier tones.
Yeah.
All right, now I have to interject here. This was targeted. This was, and Quest did this to me when I signed up, when I first got my phone here. they called, first of all, they called my cell, right? So they had my cell number. That's not published anywhere, right? So they had, that's a number I gave them. They are basically calling, they are spamming, they are cold calling their own customers. That's how targeted that is. That is such bullshit. I am not paying you motherfuckers for you to call me in the middle of goddamn recording Radio Freak America. God fucking damn.
I'm getting him stirred up.
God, that pisses me off. I was nice to her. I was civil. Okay.
Somebody was telling me a funny one yesterday that we were talking about this exact same topic about spam emails and junk mails and stuff and how many Viagra ads they send. And he said the funniest one was when his girlfriend got a spam mail for penis enlargement.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, honey, do you think I should get a penis enlargement?
I said, what?
Just not even trying, you know? They just don't care.
No, they don't. They don't care.
Might as well put a big, fat fuck you right in the first line of every one of those they send out, because that's basically what it says.
Yeah, Bland's right. They're playing the numbers.
Yep.
Exactly right. Well, no, honey. Just let me know when you get a penis.
This is important.
That's right. I don't want to be surprised with that. Okay.
Let me know so I can move out.
That's right. Yeah, if she tells you to lay down and you do, and then she says no the other way, then
I got to go war driving. I'll be back.
That's right. Okay, housekeeping again before we're so rudely interrupted. Little housekeeping first. First I got to tell everybody. Actually, I've got a few orders for Bin Rev, and bear with me. It's taking a little bit because I was out. So I've placed the order with the printer. I should have them shortly. They should go out no later by this weekend, so bear with me. Your Bin Rev will come out in an order. I received, and this was from, I'll just call him A. From A, he sent me, they're awesome, by the way, a, you know the Ghostbuster symbol, like no whatever, ghost, whatever? Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. No RIAA, no MPAA. Awesome. Thank you very much for those stickers. I don't know where I'm going to put them yet, but I will put them somewhere where they will be highly, highly visible. Next, also included with an order was a letter, a handwritten letter, Duel and Friends. This is from, I guess I can say, this is from Pat. Enclosed to $7 for issue one from Bin Rev. Now, thank you. And a lot of people have also been sending, you know, a little extra money to help with shipping because, you know, without that, we're making like 30 cents, 38 cents or something on the issue. And if I do a small run, actually, the last run I did a small number. And I actually lost money. It cost more than $5 to make them. So thank you very much with helping out for shipping. I really appreciate that. Again, from Pat, Duel and Friends, enclosed to $7 for issue one of Bin Rev. That's an extra $2. Yes. Keep up the good work. Back in RFA, F61, you guys talked about what inspires you. And what inspires me is you guys. Because of RFA, I have installed Linux, made my first Redbox, and even picked up books and started reading. I just wanted to say thanks for the inspiration, and I hope you guys will continue your great show. You guys make my Wednesday something to look forward to. Pat, thank you very much, Pat. Again, thanks for the extra help. And check this out. This part right here, this is the most awesome thing. And even picked up books and started reading. That is it right there. I mean, if we, you know, the little bit of knowledge that we have, right? I mean, come on. It's an entire universe out there, people. No one's going to know everything. So a little bit of knowledge, you know, that we learn something, share it. You know, we ask you for your input. If we can help people get that inspiration, you know, and read, for crying out loud, that is like one of the most important things you can do no matter what, whether you're a hacker or a freaker. It doesn't matter what you do.
And, reading. You know, and that's one of the reasons that we do a lot of book reviews and we recommend a lot of stuff like that is, you know, that's one of the things that I like and that I hope, and I am glad to hear somebody actually does appreciate and listen to that because, you know, that is where the information is. We can come on here for 1 hour each week and, you know, spread as much as knowledge that we have, which, like you said, is very limited. There's a whole universe out there. But books is where you're going to get that information out. You read books to form ideas and then let your mind take those ideas and go forward with them. So you've got to get that information, you've got to read, and that starts with everything.
Yeah, not only okay, my blood pressure is like really high right now. I can feel my veins pulsing in my head. But this makes me happy. All right, reading is one of the most important things. If we inspired somebody to read about something they enjoy, being technology, I'm assuming, that means so much to me. It does. Along that same lines, along the lines of reading, all right, go to used bookstores, right? Get used books. You can get a lot of good used technology books, and I've got proof right here in my hands. I just turned around and grabbed it off the lab bookshelf. I actually traded for this one. Some of my older books that I've read, tech books, I traded for this. I actually picked up Frame Relay Internetworking. And even if I didn't trade, it would have cost $9.99. That's right, $10 for this awesome book. I traded, and it cost me like 74 cents. So definitely check out used bookstores. You can get good tech books at used bookstores. So read. Read your ass off. Doesn't matter what it is. I read comics. I love comics. If that's all you like to read, read them. Doesn't matter. So thank you very much, Pat.
Hey, Duel.
Yeah.
I know you read a lot of technical manuals and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And I do, too. I think everybody does. But the beauty of the book, so far as I've seen, is that a lot of it is raw data, and so it's not spun either way. I mean, it's not spun liberally like on CNN, it's not spun conservatively like on, you know, Fox News or whatever. It's just raw data, and you form your own opinions, and you don't let someone force feed you what you're supposed to think, and you don't necessarily follow all the whims of pop culture and whatever political hidden agenda they're trying to shove down your throat. You pick it up, you read it, you assimilate it, and then you make it your own. And you can, you know what I mean? You form your own opinions about things. That way you're actually a stronger person for it all.
Very true. That is so true. You become educated. You have given yourself a foundation, right, to move on, to expand your mind and to move on and to make your own, make your own theories, right?
You learn how to become a free thinker.
Yes. And again, it doesn't matter what you read.
And that's the most scary thing that our government and that most people are afraid of, and that is free thinkers.
I hope to think that we are those people, that they fear us. No, not really. I don't want them to fear us. I want to work with them because, you know, I've been thinking about this as well. This is a great country. As much as we bag on it, as much as I bag on the administration, this is a great country. I've been to a couple other countries, and, straight up, pure lazy convenience, hey, we've got it here, okay? Whatever you want to do, and if you want to speak your mind, you can do it here.
I haven't been anywhere else. I haven't been outside of this country. My experience is limited to inside of these borders, except when I meet and hear and talk to people on the Internet. See, the Internet to me is not a medium. The Internet to me is a borderless country. So I get to hear all kinds of different points of view and all kinds of different ideas that make me feel more well-traveled than I actually am.
Yeah, I gotta watch Following My Streams of Consciousness, you know. I gotta watch everything I think about. I better not talk about on the show. Something bad might come out. Okay, to continue with the housekeeping, remember I called a Quest? I set up my new long distance with Quest, and I said, you know, that'd be cool once I found out that the guy I was talking to originally, the customer service rep, said, yeah, it's good forever as long as you have Quest, and then found out through the third-party verifier that, no, it's kind of 12 months. And I said, well, that'd be cool if I could make a remix or whatever. And guess what? Somebody did it. DJ Mollis comes through again with an awesome remix. You heard it at the beginning of the show. And I think I'll make the announcement now. That's going to be the new theme for Radio Freak America. That is just, it's so awesome. It is going to be the new theme. We're going to have Nick stuff, bland stuff, you know, whatever. We'll have music still, but that is just so freaking cool. That epitomizes the show, telcos, freaking. I love it. So that is going to be the new theme. A little shorter, too, so you'll get more show out of Radio Freak America. You've also heard, beginning of the show, Stank's intro, right? You heard mine last week, Stank's this week. And I asked people on the site, send in yours. I've got some that are coming up. We want more. Send in your intros. I want to have, like, everybody, right? You get to pimp yourself, pimp your friends. We want to give some shout-outs. We want your intros for the beginning of RFA, right? This is straight up. This is for the community, okay? If you want to hear something, we'll get it on the show. You want to hear a special topic, right? A special show, we'll do it. So, and if having your intro, having you on the beginning of the show is part of that, right? If that satisfies you, send it in, and you'll be a part of RFA as well. Another
hour.
What's that?
The all request hour.
That's right. Hell yeah, it is. I mean, straight up.
Yep.
I mean, if you think, hey man, you guys are talking about a bunch of crap that's stupid, okay, we'll, maybe you're right, you know, we'll consider that, and maybe we won't be talking about that anymore, whatever it is. Believe me, it's not, you know, yeah, it feels kind of good, right? I get a lot of email. It's not a bad thing, but I want everybody to be a part of this, okay? I want everybody to have as much input as they can. And it's not always easy, but we try our best. Stank actually has we got a couple more pieces for the housekeeping, and Stank's got actually what was it? I bought a box of fries for $150, you know, Taiwanese via C3 box with Linux on it. And you actually said you found a review of those boxes or something similar?
Yeah, actually, it's not the exact computer, but you know, I mean, that the fries is not the only one. If anything, the more famous, or if you want to call it that, the more well-known ones is that Walmart started carrying them. They have, I think they start at $200 for the cheapest model. And it's let me see, the name of the company is, I think, Microtel. Microtel is the name of the company that carries them, which is some generic clone building. They start around $200 or $300, and they're selling them in Walmart at Walmart.com, which we've talked about many, many episodes ago, a long time ago. Well, Consumer Reports this month reviewed one of those machines, and well, they basically roasted it pretty good. They the ones that come from Walmart ship with Lindos. And maybe others, but this particular one they review is Lindos. Not Windows, not Microsoft Windows, but the Lindos, which is supposedly a knockoff. It's a Linux that's supposed to be a complete knockoff of Windows, the environment, the look and feel, and supposedly will run all, quote, all of your Windows software. Well, I think anybody in the community knows that that's pretty damn impossible, pretty hard anyway. There are other ways besides Lindos to do that that are more successful and better than using Lindos. So I don't even know why they went with Lindos on these, but I'm sure there was some licensing agreement. Walmart didn't, you know, some big executive said, oh, Lindos, that sounds like a great idea, and they probably signed it thinking it was something else. But basically all the negative comments that they put in here is saying that, there's no support. You can't call somebody for support in your operating system. The software, which I thought was interesting, this is another probably Lindos gimmick. You can't download and install. You can't download and install software packages from the internet that are Linux compatible and run them on Lindos. Apparently,
cannot.
According to this article, anyway, you cannot. They want you to pay an extra $99 a year for a subscription to something called the Lindos Library, which is a bunch of software that is, I probably shouldn't throw these terms out, but I assume recompiled to run under Lindos or a port that runs under Lindos, because apparently a lot of the standard things that you download from the internet will not run under this thing. So they want an extra $100 out of you to feed you ports of that same software you could and should be getting for free. So I thought that pretty damn ironic.
Yeah, I've heard bad things about Lindos, you know, and when I got this box home, right, this Taiwanese box, first thing I did, I fired it up to check it out. It was Thiz Linux. It sucked ass. Put Red Hat 7.3 on it. Been happy ever since. Great box for $150. These boxes, I bet you it's the same thing. You come home, you put a distro of your choice on there, and you'll be happy. So, yeah, they bag on it. Well, yeah, they're probably a bunch of Windows users to begin with, okay? Not that there's anything wrong with Windows users now, but, you know, be creative a little bit, okay?
Yeah, for $200 or $300, I mean, the hardware, you know, for, like you said, put whatever you want on there.
Figure out how to make it work. I mean, make it work the way you want, so.
Exactly.
Okay, last piece. C4's on his road trip. Everybody's heard Gamer, right? HWHQ.com. He's on his trip right now, and I'm hoping he's going to be swinging by. I'm hoping we can get him on a show, so I've got my fingers crossed. Keep checking out Gamer. I don't know if the shows are going to still be regular. I hope so. They've been really good. I really liked Stank's app. I liked the episode with is it Bob Nino? That was really good. The Mac episode. I enjoyed that a lot. So That's a good show. Check that out, and hopefully C4 will be coming on the show. That's housekeeping right now. Before the freak news, I want to pimp Bland. He's going to be talking about a Nopix-based distro, something I'm excited to hear about. I can't wait to hear about that. So Bland will be talking about that. What's it called? Just that right now. What's it called?
Called Nopix STD.
STD. Oh, yeah.
It's a clap.
I love those STDs. Okay, now it's time for the freak news. Oh, man, I am prepared. Unbelievable. Here we go. 50 Cent for the freak news. We're going to begin with, I got this in the mail. I've got AT&T for my cellular, for my wireless needs, and they sent me some big postcard. What does it say? Now you can text messages just about anything. Oh, and I love it. They got the witty work banter on the front. That's so funny. What it is an advertisement for text messaging plans. They have two plans that they're pimping on this giant postcard. One for $4.99, you get 100 text messages. Additional messages are 10 cents each. And the next plan is $9.99, 300 messages, and again, 10 cents after that. And you can set it up. I've never heard about this before, but you can set it up instantly on your phone by entering a 5-digit code. Each one corresponding to the appropriate plan. I've sent a few before, and yeah, they're a little pricey without these plans. This I've never seen before, though. This, you know, they send you the codes, and you can set it up. I wonder if these codes are unique to me, right? If anybody could spoof those codes, if I could use these codes on somebody else's phone, I don't know. I'm really curious. So, I don't know. I'm not gonna spend $5 a month even for 1 month to try it out. So, they have another. A cute little thing they have here. Another great way to use text messaging is playing games like blackjack. Just type the word black to number 4321. For more information, check out game. For more information about games, check out attwireless.com/games. So, yeah, another way, right? I mean, playing solitaire over text messaging. What a freaking waste. They just try to sucker you into wasting those text messages or getting you to spend 10 cents a pop to play blackjack against some computer, right? Go to a payphone and dial tell me, all right? Have some fun that way. So that is a little bit of AT&T text messaging.
If I can slip in here for just a second. Actually, I have a minor train of consciousness to take off of that.
Yeah, please do.
I wish that the phone companies, see, SMS is a standard. You know, there's a standard involved in that. And even though I have T-Mobile, I can send you a text message. It's not a problem.
Right.
Well, that standard is not upheld or is not the same, or there is no standard, I guess is the more simplified way of saying it, with all these new camera phones that are out. And that's something that's pissing me off. I got my camera phone, but, you know, not all my friends have T-Mobile as their carrier. So I've been taking a couple little snapshots here and there of silly different things, some kiosks, stuff like that, and I try to send them to people by putting in their phone number, which is all you have to do. I just forwarded, if they have T-Mobile, it will send that message to that person's phone, and they will get it immediately, and they'll be able to open it up. Well, every freaking company has their own little proprietary system. They did not see SMS was successful because it was a standard. People followed it and stuck with it, and it's universal, or fairly universal. The cameras are not, unfortunately. I've tried to send this to people who have full-color phones that I know have cameras and take pictures and can view pictures, but if they're not in the same company that you use, you cannot send them the pictures. And that annoys me to no end.
Yeah, as it should. That is worthless.
Yeah, and now here's a workaround. This is a lot of listeners, I'm sure, already figured this out, but here's a little bonus, a workaround for everybody. What you can do, most cameras also allow you to send email from your camera, a text message email or an email with attachments. All you have to do is save that picture to your phone, no matter what company you use, and then send it, instead of to the person's phone number, you send it to their email address. So if your phone number is 1-900-HOT-DUTCH-OVEN or whatever your phone number is, you want to forward that message to T-Mobile.com or @Verizon.com, and it will route through the Internet and then to the person, so it bypasses any of those proprietary systems, and that person gets that email sent directly to their phone, no matter who it was, and they will get your picture. So there is workarounds, there's a way to do it, but you shouldn't have to do that. You know, you shouldn't have to bend over backwards to work around somebody's limited proprietary system.
Yeah. If anybody wants to send me a message, my number is 800-DEEP-SHRIMP. 800-DEEP-SHRIMP, that's right. Okay, thank you very much, Stang, for that useful workaround. Okay, this, check this out. I got something from Rax. Rax is alive.
Woo-hoo!
He is live and well. Rax sent me this. This is about phone numbers and how they are dwindling away. This is from the High Tech Industry News. If you don't like dialing 10 digits to make a telephone call, just wait a few years. Yeah, get over it. That's basically what it's saying. The North American telephone system is running out of numbers. A few years ago, system number exhaust was projected to happen in 2009. With the collapse of the telecom boom, however, that date was pushed to 2031. A little over 1 billion telephone numbers currently remain available. Verizon, Quest, and Bell South have urged the Industry Numbering Commission, INC, which regulates the distribution of telephone numbers in North America, to be more proactive about the dwindling supply of available telephone numbers. INC's analysis is that moving to a new numbering scheme needs to begin not later than 10 years before all numbers are exhausted if a great deal of disruption is to be avoided. A resurgence of the telecom industry can lead to number exhaustion as early as 2015. And that puts us right up against the 10-year period required for smooth change. INC has also estimated that the total cost of the change to a new numbering scheme, check this out, would cost nearly $150 billion in current dollars. That's today's dollars. Switching to a 12-digit numbering scheme could begin as early as 2005. It would most likely take the form of appending a 0 or a 1 to existing area codes. For example, 415 might become 4150 and 4151, and adding a 0 or a 1 to the beginning of each phone number. This should become a hot-button issue in the next few years that we will hear plenty about. There's no doubt about that. IPv6, phone numbers, it's running out fast. Get used to it, basically. I was around when a certain area received new area codes and there were splits and stuff, and I didn't care. So what? I had to go from 7 to 10. I really didn't care. I liked it. It was fun. It was new. I don't know why people are bitching and moaning about it. It's going to cost a lot of money, and we'll see some of those costs, we being the consumers. But having to dial more numbers, I don't mind. Half the numbers you dial are already programmed to your phones anyway, so what the hell are you worried about? Okay, Freak News continues with Quest. Check this out. I just love, again, we're bashing on, again, and I really did think about this. We do a lot of bashing on the show, and I was thinking, that I don't know if that's good or not. I mean, I shouldn't be negative all the time. I know I bash on Quest a lot, again, the administration, maybe even some of the things that happened in this country, but this is a great country. We do get to play with a lot of technology. Nowhere else in the world do you have technology everywhere you go, and you can play with something all the time. Here you can, so we're very, very fortunate in that aspect. But I'm going to go ahead and bang on Quest anyways. Quest, CWA union, settle contract. Check this out. Financially troubled phone company Quest. This is from the 14th, Saturday the 14th. Financially troubled phone company Quest Communications International on Friday reached a tentative 2-year labor agreement that offers no raises for 27,000 employees in its 14-state service area, including an estimated 2,500 Minnesota workers. Oh, this is from a Minnesota paper. The Communication Workers of America called the agreement a victory nonetheless because the union kept fully funded health care benefits for its workers and Quest retirees. Fees such as co-pays for office visits and prescription drugs will go up, however. Wow, they must be in bad times if they're going to pull health care from retirees, right? You work for this company 20 years, right? Any company, 20 years, thinking, hey, I'm going to have a pension, I'll have health care, at least reduced cost health care, maybe. Times are tough. Times are hard. Guess what? Yank!
Sounds like they took notes from the airline industry.
Yeah, they just pull it right away, and luckily, they kept it.
I bet the big wigs up there, I bet theirs will be the last ones to go.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. My word. the bonuses they get. Here we go. Representatives for Denver-based Quest and the CWA, who hammered out the pact well ahead of the August 17 expiration for the current contract, said it will help ensure the Baby Bell's survival. The company narrowly escaped bankruptcy in 2002, but still carries $20 billion in debt and is under federal scrutiny for financial practices that forced it to scrub its books of more than $2 billion in revenue over several years. We covered that in depth here on Radio Freak America. Quest expects to complete a final audit of its books in July. I cannot wait to hear about that. Hopefully they'll have a conference call and we'll hop on that. I'm not going to read the rest of this, but... any news about Quest is welcome. Yeah, and speaking of Quest, Brisk, get a hold of me. I'd like to talk some Quest with you. So, the freak news does continue with, actually with something from Stank. You surprise me every time I talk to you, Stank.
You know, actually, that little tangent I just went off on a minute ago just popped a brand new idea into my head that, probably be good to talk about right now. I was just talking about a workaround to send email address or send pictures to an email address. I wonder if we might, as an experiment, Duel, maybe we can make an email address, an at stankdog.com and at oldschoolfreak.com, and have that auto forward to our cell phones and allow people to send pictures and send messages to those email addresses and have them routed to our cell phones.
That would rock.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, it'd be very cool. Actually, I'm going to try to send you... Let's check this compatibility. I'm sure I'll be able to send you a message. Let me go ahead and talk about your...
You'll have to send it now to that number at tmobile.com, I think it is, or...
So I can't go directly to your phone number?
Not unless you use T-Mobile.
Whoa, oh, so it's both ways? I thought it was just sending. You couldn't send, but you can't receive either.
Same thing on your end. You won't be able to send outside of your carrier. But go ahead. Well, let's try it. This is a live experiment on the air.
That's right. Here we go. Messages. Well, should I even try a text message? No. I'll send an email then.
Yeah, the text message will go, but the picture itself, if you send that, it will not go unless you do it via email, like I said.
Okay.
So by next episode, I will have set up a couple email addresses that we can test and play with, and people can send us pictures from their camera phones or whatever.
Okay, I got to spell out your phone number here. Hold on. Yeah. And that phone number is...
1-900... Spam-stank.
Spam-stank. Okay, so I've got the number.
What I'm predicting, I will watch my phone. If it comes in, I will interrupt my story and tell you, but I'm predicting that you will actually be the one to interrupt because you'll get a bounce message saying that the subscriber you're sending to or something is unable to receive the message. That's what I predict will happen, but we'll find out. Now, my freak news that we were talking about is with this phonage, which... You know, to me, sounds like a great idea, sounds like a great device, especially for Duel. I think it would be really good for you. But same Consumer Reports this month did a review on that. Basically said it was pretty good. Basically said had good things to say about it and explained how it worked, which we've talked about before. But they did bring up a couple points in here that I wanted to mention. One of them, and this is so obvious, and sometimes the most obvious things, I didn't think of this, but the most obvious thing on here says that you will lose phone service during power outages or internet access interruptions. You know, if you're planning on using this to replace your phone, keep in mind that when the power goes out, you know, you have no way of calling. You have no way of getting in touch, or if the internet connection's down or whatever, you have no way of getting out to people. So don't, if you're in a situation where it's, where you have to have contact, if you're, have medical problems where you need to have an emergency number available at all time, make sure you have a backup phone, whether it's cell phone, whether it's whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, everybody consider right now how reliable your phone is compared to your power. If you take an unscientific survey in your head right now of how many times the power went out and the phone still worked, you will see that your phone is very reliable.
Right. Let's see here. I have a new text message.
You do?
I have a test, it says.
That's what I sent, so it does work.
That's a text. I thought you were going to send a picture.
I can try a picture.
Yeah, the SMS will work because, like I said, that is a standard. It should work. And I'm too lazy to type in a reply, so I'm going to give you a canned reply.
It's fine. I don't, hold on. Where are my damn pictures?
So, yeah, the SMS is a standard, so that one is here, and I just sent the reply back. So, we'll see how long that takes. That was, you know, that wasn't too bad, considering we're doggone far apart.
Well, that was fast, yeah.
Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, the service quality, they mentioned the service quality may not be as good as the phone companies. Your phonage number, and they say this is a bullet point almost as though it's negative, but this is kind of a positive to me. It says your phonage number won't be available from directory assistance. That's good. That gives me some privacy. I think that's a good thing, don't you?
I think so.
Yeah. And also with phonage, we mentioned this on the show before, that how kind of it would be funny that you can get pretty much any area code and any number you want because you're not dependent on the same infrastructure as the phone companies where you're locked into a certain area code, and with routing and such, you can pick pretty much any number you want. So even though, you know, if you live in Maine, you can actually get a phone number for, you know, Compton or something like that, or Los Angeles, or, you know, you can get any phone number, any area code you want. Just keep in mind that anybody calling that number, of course, you know, it has to be determined whether it's local to them or not, so.
Okay, do not read this message on the show. You can describe the picture, that's fine, but not the message.
I just got the picture, says one, or I just got one new text message.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to read this on.
No!
No, it's not what you think.
Okay.
Here's the text message that I got. //SKCL158A00001040130blah blah 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 blah. I got a bunch of crap. It will not send between carriers.
Interesting.
I got a text message with all that.
Okay. Now I will try to send the...
Really interesting. I just got a second text message from you that's also 00 blah, 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 blah. Hope that's a big file because it looks like it's breaking it up into packets.
Yeah, it does. And now what are those... Do you know what those numbers mean?
Huh?
Do you know what those numbers mean? Don't read them off, but do you know what they mean? Or is that just like raw data or something?
Oh, yeah, it's probably hexadecimal or some kind of... what do they call it? It's not ASCII, but different format that they've sent it to. You know, it's kind of like when you post something or you send an attachment via email. It's not going out as a binary. It gets converted to ASCII format and then sent. And then on the other end, the mail client will put it back together. Well, because our two clients, you're sending and my receiving, two different phone carriers, they're not smart enough to work together and put it back together as a picture. So it encoded it to whatever format or whatever code this is, but it did not put it back together in a picture form, which
right.
You sent.
Okay, now for some reason I can't...
If you sent it to the email, you know, then it should come through okay, because the email gateway will reconstruct it and put it in the proper format for my carrier.
Right.
So...
Well, we'll do that later. We'll test that out. I'll send you some emails.
Yeah, and that's it for Vonage. Some of that we had mentioned before. You know, I know for sure we mentioned that you have to be careful getting your area code. But like, for example, if you know, if you're in the military, you're in service or something like that, or you move around a lot, you can get the phone with the area code where all your relatives are. So if all your relatives are in Maine and you live in California, you in California can use Vonage to get a Maine area code, and all those people will now be paying local calls to call you. It'd save you a lot of money.
Big time. Big time. That's actually really nice. Not to mention if you just want to, you know, add a little anonymity. You want to, you know, yeah, my number's here. People, maybe they'll think you live there. The next one I'm really interested in. I really like this one. And I'd like to call it. I don't know if we'll be able to, though. Stank?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Freak me out.
Why?
I want you to talk about Penny Talk.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know much about Penny Talk. I saw this ad.
Even the basic stuff.
Yeah, the ad was that it was, I don't even remember which one of my multiple magazines I ripped it out of, but I saw it and knew I should bring it up. It's called Penny Talk, and you can go to the website for more detailed information. It's pennytalk.com. And it's basically no PIN number. You call this 888 number, which, Duel, do you have that? You want to read
that
on here?
Yeah, it is. Oh, I got two numbers for Penny Talk. Penny Talk, the first one, I don't know what this is. It's 888-429-8109. And then their customer service number is 877-PENNY-25. Those are the two numbers. What the hell? There's that shit again, man. All the time. All the time. It's got to be your line, Blaine. It's got to be.
Yes. Well, they're tapping me.
Yeah, that's okay. Let them. So it's dirt cheap, right? You go actually on the site. I actually checked it out right before the show. And there's two little links. One is Espanol, I believe, and the other is Russian. And you hover over them, and it's a Net2 phone address. So I'm assuming they're related. The prices are dirt cheap, though. Did you quote any prices? I'm sorry, I don't remember.
I think it was a penny to anywhere in Canada, the United States. I think the highest one I saw was 10 cents, and unfortunately, I don't remember the country. I think it was, I think I remember seeing 4 cents to Australia. I think it was maybe 6 cents to Russia, 6.5 cents per minute to Russia, or something like that.
Right.
I mean, they seem like ridiculously low prices, but the fact that there's no PIN to put through is what I thought was kind of interesting, surprising. I'd like to know how that works and whether you could opt-divert through that, whether you could go to a payphone and access it.
Yeah, what kind of connection fees are going to be incurred? That's
exactly.
That's the big thing.
Hey, Duel?
Yeah.
All right, here's what we got. Calls in the U.S. are one penny a minute.
Okay, speak up just a little.
All right, calls within the U.S. are 1 cent a minute.
Uh-huh.
International calls as low as 2 cents, which is pretty much Canada. And Germany is 2 cents, Singapore is 2 cents, France, Moscow, and Canada are 2 cents.
Wow.
And here's the kicker. Just a low 49-cent connection fee.
No, whoa, that is dirt cheap.
Yeah, that's not a kicker, that's a...
Yeah, that is phenomenal. I get more expensive connection charges on my nationwide calling cards.
This is probably one guy who registered the 1-800-1888 number, and he's sitting there with his Vonage for $26 a month, and he's making a fortune.
Probably. You know, it's got to be. I mean, with those net-to-phone links, I'm sure it's some kind of IP telephony. I mean, to be that cheap.
Cellular and payphone charges may apply. Initial minimum debit or credit card charge of $15 required.
Ah!
Yowza!
Now we get to it.
Maximum call length is 180 minutes per call. Rates subject to change without notice. To view current rates, click here. And I'm going to click here.
So if, no matter what, you've spent $15, they've made $15. So if you never make a call, they got it.
Afghanistan is 6 cents a minute.
How much to Iraq?
Iraq, see, click on my eye here. Israel, Iraq. Iraq is 49 cents a minute.
Holy moly. Well, shit, we bombed the shit out of their phone networks.
Yeah, what do you expect?
Damn.
Ireland's only 2 cents a minute.
Wow.
The cellular is 29 cents a minute.
How much for the UK?
UK. United Kingdom is 2 cents a minute from a landline. Cellular is 25 cents a minute.
Woo! You know, I'd really like to drop 15 bones and try that out. Just like I'd like to try out that Infone, but just coming down to dropping that coin, man. Just can't do it. I would like to explore it, though. There may be ways to explore it without spending money. We don't know yet. I'd like to call these numbers. Neither of you have three-way?
You know I hate the phone company. I don't give them any more money than I have to.
That was a silly question on my hat. What, and Bland, you don't have three-way calling?
No.
Man. Okay. All right, well, we'll see what happens. We'll see if we're hurting or anything. Maybe we can drop somebody and make some calls. That's the freak news. Penny Talk, baby, closes out the freak news. Enjoy it. I do want to explore these things. You know, there's so many things I want to do. And honestly, guys, you know, I'm going to whine here for a little bit. I just haven't had the time to do anything lately. Really, I'm just up to my freaking ass in just everything, you know. I'm sure everybody, it's the same for everybody, I'm sure. You know, you're in this hectic American lifestyle, you know, and I really don't want to be, and I try not to get stuck in that rut of, you know, work, you know, store, home, work, you know, that's because that's bullshit, right? I try to make sure every day is fulfilling any way I can, any little bit, you know, if I can code a little bit, if I can read a little bit, right? I try to avoid TV as much as possible. But, man, there's just so many things I want to explore, and I haven't had the time, and it hurts. It hurts. I'm hurting inside. So, hey, if you guys can explore and share, man, I'd appreciate. I will live vicariously through you, through the community. There's a couple of things. We talked about AT&T text messaging. There's a couple more AT&T things I'd like to talk about. And they're not new, but interesting nonetheless, kind of a more retail hacking. One is that, you know, we've talked about, Slingshot in the past, prepaid internet. Well, AT&T has their own prepaid internet access, and they sell it at Walgreens. I don't know if they sell it anywhere else. $10 for I don't know how many minutes, and you can buy, I think you can buy a larger amount, probably Windows only. And you can recharge it with your credit card, which would be silly. I think that would defeat the whole point of prepaid internet access. I do want to try that. $10, that's not much to check that out. So if anybody's used that, let me know, especially at a payphone. That would rock. If it's no problem using that at a payphone, that would be very, very useful, as I'm sure you're all aware. The next thing, now I had no idea that this existed, is AT&T Prepaid WebSense, C-E-N-T-S, not S-E-N-S-E, WebSense. AT&T has a whole prepaid website, for crying out loud. I think it's AT&T.com/prepaid, if I'm correct. I'm not sure. But this is, let me just read it. AT&T is partnering with several digital content providers to offer an array of, quote, specialty content cards. Each of the cards uses AT&T Prepaid WebSense technology. AT&T Prepaid WebSense is a new secure payment alternative for purchasing digital content on the web. How does the AT&T Prepaid WebSense service work? By using AT&T Prepaid WebSense technology, the cards work much like a debit or prepaid card, but they're used for the purchase of online digital content, in bold. Each card has a unique serial number and PIN, which allows for convenient, easy, secure shopping on the web. You simply purchase a card at one of the participating retailers, log on to the content provider's site directly or through the WebSense.att.com link, and based on the card that you've purchased, access or download the contents. You play your favorite interactive games, get ringtones, graphics, flirts, whatever the fuck a flirt is, maps, guidebooks, etc. Visit the content provider's site for additional details. This sounds like a total ripoff. I wouldn't pay for any of that crap. Yes. Oh, can anyone get a card? Yes. If you don't have a credit card or don't like to use your credit card on the web, blah, 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 blah. Where can I purchase a card? Mobile Craze card. Here are the three types of cards. Mobile Craze card, Shockwave.com Game Blast card, Vindigo 2.0 card. It seems to me like they're just using this as an excuse to add value to a bunch of crap. It sounds worthless to me. I bet you nobody's used this. Nobody at all. Shockwave.com Game Blast? A gaming site that offers 24/7 access to more than 40 premium internet games, action sports, multiplayer puzzles, and more. Wow, I'm going to pay for a puzzle game. Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, so that is AT&T Prepaid WebSense. I'm much more interested in the AT&T Prepaid Internet Access. Maybe I can do that this weekend. Crap, I don't have a Windows laptop. Anyways, if somebody wants to check that out, let me know. I'll just put a full-size computer in my rig and put in the inverter and use it that way, man. String the freaking line out to a beige box. Oh, use that prepaid internet access. Check it out. If somebody checks it out, please let us know. Right now, I don't want to talk, Bland, the one thing you brought up, I don't want to talk about that yet. The, you know, the $7.99 charge?
Yes.
I want to save that. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, yeah, I think I want to save that one. I'd like to make a lot of freaking phone calls right now. We got about under 20 minutes left. Actually, about 20 minutes. So, man, oh, man, oh, man.
It's getting past Stanky's bedtime, so...
Oh, Stank, thank you for volunteering.
Yeah, do the phone calls.
Okay. Stanky's bedtime.
Stanky's unfortunately caught up in that rut that you talked about, going to work.
Doesn't that suck ass?
Every day, which really, really sucks, but...
And don't get me wrong... Oh, somebody's calling.
Not me.
Oh, I wonder if it's mute. I don't know the NPA's in, though. Shit, oh well.
I don't either.
I can't risk this, you know? I don't know who it is.
I'll take it.
All right. Hello?
Little Phil for you.
Hey, it is you. What's up, man? We're recording right now.
This is a four-person...
We're recording right now. You're on RFA, dude. Yeah, I've got a mix before...
Hackers just before a time. Make a radio show.
How many hackers? Mute just called up. How's it been, man? Yeah, you enjoying it? You got PC access later?
Mute is away at Smart Camp, for those listeners who don't know.
Oh, shit. All right, well, let me call... I'll call this payphone as soon as I'm done recording. Does it take incoming calls? Oh, less... Like 10, 15 minutes. All right, man. What? I got the number. It came up on caller ID. Yeah, it passed it. All right, give it to me. Let's make sure. Let's double check.
Don't tell me he spoofed the payphone number.
What? Okay, and? Uh-huh. You're shitting me. Oh, well, you better call an ANI number because a totally different number showed up on the caller ID. Way different. Okay. I'll try each one. Yeah, I'll call you in a little bit. All right, later. You got anything to say to the community? Mute has an article. I did not play the recording on the show. I didn't think that would be appropriate. Mute sent me... By the way, everybody, Mute sent me an awesome message, and I don't think it's appropriate for the show. No, definitely not. All right, cool. All right, man. I'll call you. All right, man. Late. Okay, that was Mute of Chicago 2600 fame. I'm glad I took that call. Totally different number on the payphone than what showed up. So I will be calling that right after we record. We only got a few minutes left. Stank, thanks for joining us. And
I'm going to hop off you. I'm trying to get him on the payphone for the last like minute or two of the show. See, what's the record for most people on the show? Can we have four people
well,
on?
We had that Conline show. Was that the X-Mass special?
Yeah, that's
thanks
gonna be
to
tough,
me.
That one.
Yeah, that was a good show. By the way, I'm going to use this opportunity right. Well, no, I'll save it. We'll save it for the end. Blaine and I had some plans. So, all right, Stank, maybe I'll three-way in. Oh, no, you're going to bed.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, I'm gone. I'm gone for the day. Good night,
right,
everybody. I'll give a minor teaser, hopefully next week, and Duel, you know what I'm talking about, but hopefully next week we'll have an announcement from Mute and I.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll go into more detail with that next week, and hopefully we'll be able to have some fun from then on.
Oh, yeah, you will. I guarantee it. It is a blast.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Bland. Later.
Later, Stank.
Later.
Okay. All right, Bland. Oh, you still have to talk about Nopix.
Wait, first let me just say, I love that man.
Me too, man. Stank is close to my heart. Not many people can say that Stank is close to their heart. I tell you what, you want to save the Nopix until next show, too?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's make some phone calls. Let's,
It appears that Nopix, that the website, my man didn't pay his bill or something because we're getting a 509.
What's a 509?
Bandwidth limit exceeded.
Oh, no. Was he on Slashdot by any chance?
I'm not sure.
Oh, really? Okay, well, yeah, so it's a good thing that we're saving it anyways, right?
Yeah.
Nobody can get to it if we talk about it now. So I will make a note. In fact, I'll do that right now to talk about that next show, STD. And let's make a couple of phone calls. We got a few. Let's call up a number you gave me, and this is beautiful. You can do the yakking, too. All
right.
Buena Vista, which is who?
Which is Disney.
Disney, that's right, the devil.
Satan herself.
That's right, let me call this up here. Hold on a second. Oh, it worked. Not going to optivert, I don't care. Yes.
Thank you for calling Walt Disney Home Entertainment Consumer Relations. Our office is currently closed.
Shit.
Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Time. Please visit our website at www.disneyvideos.com.
Yeah, heard enough of that. Okay. They were closed, unfortunately. Man, maybe we could have left a message. But that number that anyone wants to call during business hours is 800-723-4763. Ask about those stupid disposable discs. dumbasses. Okay. Penny Talk, or I want to call this number. I got this off Packet Storm Security website. I always go to packetstormsecurity.nl, one of the mirrors. So you go to Packet Storm, and down, on the left-hand side, you'll see a number for the Capitol, 800-839-5276. We'll probably get a message there as well. Hold on a second, Bland. Without the hurt? No, I'm not too worried about that. Ooh, phone is performing stellarly tonight.
Capitol?
Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yeah, I was wondering if I could have, who is it? McCain, please.
One moment.
Thank you. That's Arizona, for anybody who doesn't know.
Hello, this is the Office of Senator John McCain. Please leave your telephone number, a message, and we would be happy to return your call. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Senator McCain. This is Duel from Radio Freak America, and I'd like to ask you to please fight the expansion of the Patriot Act and also bring down that DMCA. It is stifling, destroying any type of creativity that the technologists in this nation are trying to achieve. Thank you very much. Okay.
Woot
to Senator John McCain. He's actually, he actually has a lot of good ideas. I mean, I wish I could remember some specific cases, but he seems very reasonable, very reasonable. Next, ooh, I can't call those. Oh, I'd love to call. Oh man, I wish we should. Oh, should we hang on and call mute? I would like to do that. Well, let's try Penny Talk customer service and ask them a few questions. Hold on one second. Oh, it died, son of a bitch. Damn. Too good to be true. Too damn good to be true. So we got to call up Bland here and get his number out of the celly. Okay, I'm calling the Bland Inquisitor because my phone crapped out on me. It's always an adventure with this phone. Oh man, I got his freaking voicemail. Wonder if he knows. He probably doesn't know I dropped him yet. So here we go, dialing Bland again. Oh. John McCain, did you get my message? Oh, thank you, sir. Are you going to do all those things? Wonderful. Hold on. I wish you were on speakerphone right now. Hold on. You're on speaker now, Senator.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And I'd like you to legalize spamming and shrimping.
Word
up. Woot. Okay. I tell you what. What's that?
I'm all about it. Me and Mrs. McCain do that every night.
Okay. We're going to call... Screw Penny Talk. Let's call these payphones that Mute called from. I'm going to call the number that showed up on my cell. Call log here. No, I took it. Shit. I want a new phone, man. I want the phone because I got a nice phone, but I want one with a nice color screen and I'd be spoiled if I got that. Here we go. Okay, here we go. We're calling this number. Now I hope it doesn't drop. You know what? I'm going to try it just to be safe. You still there? Okay, we're calling the payphone. You still there? Oh, sweet. I need to hold. Okay, you there? Okay, that's a pretty cool message. Let me get you on speak. Well, let me dial it, and then I'll put it right back on speaker. So hold on a second here.
Returning a call to a prepaid calling service system and the party that called you cannot be reached at this number. You are returning a call to a prepaid calling service system and the party that called you cannot be reached at this number.
Very cool message. Okay, let's try the real number now. Oh, you know what? I love... There's a couple of payphones where I live. And they just... Somebody's always around. It's awesome. Always around. It's just so much fun. And if I can find it here... Oh, come on. That was a cool error message. Payphone. Oh, this is cool. Oh, I love this one. All right, I'm going to take you off speaker real quick. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, you still there? All right, hang on. I'm calling a great payphone. This is a great payphone. Come on. This one usually never lets me down. And I know it rings, for a fact. Well, it rings. I'll look up another what the other ones. Let's see. Shit. Ouch. Yeah, figures. Cocotte modem. Bastards, why don't you pick it up? Come on, where are they? Aha, I got them. All right, sweet. Let's see if they go. Oh, I'll take you off. Okay, let's see if these go through here. Hold on a second. Don't let me down again. I can't believe it. Now the show's over. Bastards. Dude, I like run and dive for a ringing payphone. Never pass up that chance. It's so much fun. Alright. Bastards. Alright. Damn, the phone calls did not pan out this time. Well, we've had two really good shows of phone calls, so... We can try, All right, let's try this number Mute gave me real quick. Hold on. Yes.
Area code you have dialed 219 has been changed to 574. Please hang up and dial again.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, let's try it again. Hold on a second.
All right.
Yes. Oh, for three on the payphones, man. That sucks. I'm going to start recording the good ones. By the way, everybody, if you don't have a telerecorder in your house hooked up to your phone at all times, you're making a big mistake. All right. Nothing. Damn. That sucks. Any more numbers, Bland?
That's all I got.
All right. Hey, we tried. You can't win them all. And again, as I was saying, if you don't have a telerecorder, get one. They're cheap. Hook it up to your phone. Always have it handy. You never know when something funny or bad or good is going to happen. So hook that up. Make sure it's there. It's also a good way to record what's happening while your answering machine is playing the outgoing message. So, you know, people, oh, fuck, I got the answering machine again. Or, oh, God, that dickhead's not home. You know, you'll get that. So... Very good to have. Hey, Bland, thanks a lot for being on the show, man.
No problem.
I'm going to start mixing like mad. I'll get a hold of you later tonight. Everybody, hey, let's give the shouts.
Oh, yeah. Got some shouts here. Shouts to Zapper, Fiend, Bob, Hack and Slash, Zero Data, Angel. See, I was forgetting one.
Twirls?
Yes, Twirls.
Logan 5, Infamous, Occupant, all those people, man.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to everybody, man. Y'all are fucking bomb.
Yeah, Meme Racks. You know, I tell you what, and especially, like, You know, we seriously, we're spoiled, right? You got people like Bob and Fiend, right? And you got a Linux. It's like you get so spoiled. It's like so easy to like ask them a question. Hey, man, how do you do that? Oh, you know, you got to back off. You know, you got to try to learn it yourself first. You know, it's so nice to have amazingly intelligent people hanging around. So, you know, Meme, who knows everything about everything. It's nuts. So, shouts to all those people. You are not forgotten. And next week, we will have some great phone calls for you. We've got an announcement from Stank. And stay tuned, man.